The interview is taking place on December 8th in James Benson's home in Clemson, South Carolina. And I am Kate Meacham. I want to say when you were born. First, let me get you to say what your full name is. What's your full name?
That's all, just James.
Just James Benson.
That's
all. Okay.
And people always call me Jim. And when we went to the regular record, I was teaching say the proper name is Jim. So that's when we call Jim Benson.
Yeah.
But that one, you know, she's common. A lot of time, but it, I guess Jim is short, and that's more handy, I guess, than that.
Yes.
You know, and they just do that by name. But all the time we make a record, recording it, right, or something.
Okay. Where were you born?
Yeah. We're living right now about a mile and a half from where I was born at. And that was in the township of Central.
You lived in Central?
Township of Central.
Okay. Has your family always been in this area?
My family is.
Where were your parents born?
Yeah, now, they normally were in Montana. In the township of Central.
Okay.
And also my mother would be too. She's out here in the rural, side of the rural, but the township of Central, because they would get their meal in Central.
Okay.
They didn't have routes like that they, at that time, but they went to the fourth of it and stuff. And they,
okay. Were your do you know where your grandparents were born, or do you know anything about that?
No, I don't have a record, but my granddaddy on my dad's side someone born moving township, but we don't know what about him, but that's what we because they were immigrated from the Spartanburg. In the county of Pickens, and that's where we made the family record. That's where we, you know.
So they came from the from.
My dad, granddad, town some of them went to Spartanburg.
In Spartanburg, and they came to Central.
Yeah, that's Pickens County, town to Central.
Okay.
My mother, I don't know. As far as I know about just knowing about record of a baby, somewhere in there, she probably was born in this area. And my mother was, and my mother in the town, area of township of Central.
Did your family own your own home, or did y'all rent a house, or?
Well, we bought a, my dad and all, we bought a lot, 3 acre lot, and it's even what we were doing.
Yes, sir.
And that was in 1917.
Okay.
In the morning, of course. We had a pool building. We didn't prepare the building, which we did build before we lived on it. In 1924, when we built.
So it took out till then to get it built?
Yeah, 1924.
Okay, where did y'all live before that?
Well, just really different place. We farmed share crop, you know, and we lived on. They wanted housing for to live in. That's my dad and I don't know where they live. them and their parents live. No, I don't know about that, but I just have this record of ours. We still crop ever since I can remember it, we still crop, and then but after the purchase of the legal land in 1917, we still crop, and manage lay bars in the store, a little saving from 1917 to 24. And then we built it out. It was almost unbelievable, but we had not known. I was grown size at that time, something like 18, 19 years old. And my daddy, we worked together. Of course, he had in mind it. Say, we'll build a house, and so we did. In Harlan Gardens, that's where we hired my uncle. He was a gardener. We hired him probably one day to help us cut the top out. Other than that, we built it.
Did y'all farm on that land once y'all got the house built and moved in? Or?
Well, this little patch of this week is where it wasn't too much. We just put patch around it.
It's 3 acres?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see your other relatives, your grandparents, very much? Did y'all live near each other?
We seen them very much occasionally. When as long as they lived, we seen them. They live nearby.
Okay.
So we've seen them frequently.
Are they buried in this area?
Yeah.
Do you remember much about some of the things you talked, they said about their early lives? Do you remember anything about that? Or?
Well, they didn't. In other words, I was grown enough to think, but I just, when they would talk, I didn't think very much about what they saw about them. But they were quite wholesome. Now, they didn't, my grandparents, and they didn't talk very much to the grandchildren about them coming on like they. But we, our parents, talked to us about the situation. Back, they had it pretty. They call it now in good old days, but they didn't know anything but just the farm. And normally they didn't have shell crop, you know, like that. And they just were satisfied. Made themselves satisfied with what they realized from the farm. Sometimes the farmers they was pretty fair, and some of them just sort of took advantage of you because you didn't. They just punished you during the year. You know, we didn't have no about. Give you so much for finance for food, stuff like that, but there wasn't that. That's all you got for them. And normally, at the end of the year, if you paid them back, well, that's about all you realize during the whole year. And some of them was pretty fair. Some of them. It takes advantage of them because you didn't keep no figures and whatever they said, well, that's it. So
do you remember any of the older members of your family talking about slavery or any of that? Was that ever mentioned?
No, we didn't. They didn't know about it. number 1 my daddy in town, my mother talked sometime about what they passed told them when they met that with this Thomas second and sent with that all it must have been true. Yeah, yeah, it's the other even. I guess it's a miracle. When we think back, it's a miracle that we, how we got along. Yeah. We didn't know anything about any insurance, nothing like that. Only thing they would tell us, we looked forward to realizing something out of the crop at the end of the year. And buy shoes and 1 or 2 hours to pitch a garment on them. But that's about all we took. What you did, they didn't buy new clothes all along during the year, but we just buy new outfits during the year, I'm at the all of the year, probably wouldn't realize out of the farm that since that is their shoes. That shoe had to take us over to, well, until it got warm, at least it went by my shoe in the summertime. We just had 1 pair of shoes to chill.
Okay, do you remember going to any weddings of family members or friends or what they were like? Or when you were early, in your early life, do you remember any of those?
And a wedding, I don't think it was. They didn't hardly give any wedding, did it?
So if, with the people to get married, when the people that got married, did they just go to the preacher and get married, or did they?
That's about the major part. We get the preacher married, and even down to when we married, we didn't secure no preacher. We married at the courthouse.
Yeah. What year did you get married in?
Yeah, that was in 1936.
1936.
Married at the courthouse when my wife, they live up here in North Central. And we live right here. And the man right down there, he had a team of old knives and I want to get you a car to go up picking and pay my taxi. Yeah, he had it. He was charging me nothing. He was a young man, sweating it. But he wasn't married. Single. But he just took that interest in. He didn't let him try. I've got what I. We went to the courthouse and married up there. Yeah. Wasn't no plans from there. No, we didn't make no plan or talk about it. Hadn't said nothing about it, but I went by them up there where they live at. And the children were going to Pickens, the old book. And on the way up there, she said, well, we're going to Pickens, so we can marry. Well, I hadn't seen them about no matter, and they hadn't seen them good. That's the first time they made me know that. But the old man, well, of course, when we got the pigeon, so we married that. The one on you, the gentleman, your older mother, you were telling, I forgot his name, but he was a Jew at that pigeon a long time. They had one on, he's the one performing the marriage ceremony. As he went out on the street and stopped a little 2 paws young boy that told me, coming down with their wedding something that they come down, they wouldn't come down.
What was your wife's family's name before she married?
Madison.
Madison?
Yeah.
And they live in this area?
Mm-hmm. Madison, yeah. Frank Madison. Mamie Madison.
That was her parents, Frank and Mamie?
That was her parents, but I don't know where. My her parents, I don't know. She might know. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does your family have any old photographs or of your grandparents or parents or anything?
Oh, no, didn't have one. Went long before about what you haven't had them when we're making this family record. We're making this family reunion. Wish we could have found somewhere. Didn't find it.
Yeah.
Didn't think much about them back then.
No. I don't guess many people had pet cameras at all then.
Yeah.
So, did any of your older relatives, or maybe your aunts and uncles, or did any of them leave South Carolina or this area when they grew up? Or did they all stay pretty much in this area?
No. My uncles, my uncles and aunties on my mother's side, they left and went to Cleveland.
Ohio?
Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio.
Did you see them very often after they left, or did they just...
They didn't. They come back every once in a while. They'd come back. I was granddad.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Cleveland, but he didn't stay. He come back. He passed here. Also, my grandmother, too. She come back and passed here. But there was two uncles and... about four aunties, five aunties. They went to Cleveland and they didn't get back. They come back, but they didn't.
They didn't ever live back here.
They didn't.
Did any of your relatives work for the railroad?
Hmm?
Did any of your relatives work for the railroad?
No, they didn't know that much for real. Yeah.
What kind of jobs at that time in the early 1900s were open for black men and black women?
Well, they weren't no public jobs like they are now. They almost own the job. They probably work from their father land almost on. Like that, they worked in for them along with the old day worker, something like that.
What kind of jobs would they do?
Just normal, like on the farm or something like that. Maybe women around the house, washing them, mopping or something, but maybe. They didn't. They just wasn't on the yard like they are now.
Yes, sir.
If it hadn't been, I'd have gotten me a job. I would not have been working on that farm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did your family shop? What do you know? Do you remember what name the name of the store or just where it was, the place where your family did most of their shopping, or the different stores?
They were shopping at the store now, the landowner. He would make land, and for the family to purchase the groceries for the year. Over here, the Mrs. Mary Pilgrim, Mr. Miles Hunter, he was noted for holding a lien on for the farmers around. The man whom he worked for, he would have him to take a lien on his crop, and he would furnish him during the year while he ran the built a farm. He didn't have to furnish no loan person, you and I. He from spring up to the first, well, maybe second Sunday, normally, he would lean with it terminated for his problem. And other than that, he had just kept it where he could and get some of it to carry over till the fall of the year. He saw together in August. Hoping he'd probably be collecting together cotton, corn, stuff like that. Can't say part of the last of them. And be getting some out of the crop. But all in mind, he had a last of August. Normally, he'd be done sowing some cotton like that. And I guess to think about how the people got along so much indifferent to the way it is now, you just wonder how they done it, but it happened.
Yes, sir. Did your family raise much of the food that y'all?
Well, some like potatoes, chicken, syrup, and corn, and peas, and pumpkin. Now that, in other words, we raised that stuff, and this is for what we lived on.
Yes.
Of course, in the fall of the year, we feel home, and most of the time we have meat to go over. Most of the time we had meat to go through the summer. If you managed pretty close and careful, you would have meat on the you might not ready to kill again, but they were selling it even meat, but it'd be pretty close here. And I just don't understand how it happened, but it happened. And that meat chip during the whole year. And it just won't do it now. I just wonder how it put it. It's because they got a better way of keeping that. People didn't know them better, so it happened. They took care of it. I guess I'm not crazy like this. But the Lord took care of them because the people didn't know them better.
Yes, sir. what kind of furniture did y'all have in your house? Was it? Did y'all make the furniture? Did y'all buy it? Or
No, it wasn't. Well, for what I know about it, we bought out to some point. I can remember one or two pieces we bought, but bought it from furniture company. I think we bought a big old bed and a mirror and dresser. Those are some few pieces I can remember we bought, our parents bought them. Didn't have much involved. The house wasn't the whole stuff. It was furniture.
Did anybody in your family like make quilts or oak baskets tools?
Yeah, now my mother knows, My mother knows, they made quilts. They made those quilts and that. And patch the clothes and grandma made the clothes, wasn't too much made, but some of them made the clothes. But they really patched the clothes. Now that's one thing that happened back then, don't have enough. They patched those. Sometimes they have it. Well, shirt, pants. For 2 years, so you can put patches up on top of patches. Well,
do you still have any of the quilts or anything like that your mother made?
No, I don't have any. My mother made. My wife now, she made quilts even when we married. She had all married and made a quilt and sheets and things like that. We didn't have to buy any of that stuff. She had that stuff made. And sister and brother-in-law, they talked about how they had to get that stuff. They had to buy it. But my wife, she had it already made. She was thinking more about somewhere to stay and something after that, and I wasn't, because I hadn't made no plans for nothing. No, not purpose. Because I was living on what my parents already had. I didn't make no preparation.
Were any members of your family, the older members, were they known for any special talents like singing or musicians, or were any preachers or craftsmen? Anybody that had any special talents that you know of?
No. Now that's no. There wasn't none of my parents or grandparents. Either one noted for them. Nothing public or nothing, you know. Out there farming.
What about within your family? Did anybody have within your family? Was anyone especially good singer or do anything well within the family? Maybe not publicly or.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they wasn't noted, but they wasn't noted for them to be like a lot of people are for something. Something they're noted for, and the people are today. But my parents, they wasn't noted for anything worth for other not other than that. Because now when I pulled out of this, you see, I used to be a roughneck, as you call it. But I was, and when I got grown, the Lord blessed me to know right from wrong, and my motto was to do, try to do right, and of course if you try to do right, the Lord will help you, and you establish you if you try doing something for Him. And so I was noted as the only one in my family, first one noted. To be noticed in my family, by the public, you might say, by the people, other than that, because I joined church when I was I was 20 years old. And of course, at that age, at that time, I was young, you see, and it's a miracle to see young people trying to do right. So the people talked about it. And there wasn't much that more. See, this one don't understand him well. I know they didn't understand him because that's unless he was. So that's what it was. I just had a mind to do right. And the Lord blessed me and to establish. And I was working for the Lord. And so because even when I went, after I joined the church, and I would go out to represent the church, the people, who is he? I don't know him. Who are these people? Well, that's what it was. It's just, they didn't have no background to know about. And so I just start from the root of this. I had established it. So that's what I'm thinking of, that so far at the beginning back, we didn't have no grandparents, no uncles or nobody like that. Every once in a while there was a preacher over here at the center, Ed Watkins,